In our last study in Acts chapter 9, we saw how Saul was converted, and as you know, his name was later changed to Paul. But Saul the Paul is a type and a shadow that deals primarily with the church, or the focus upon the Saul company, Saul being crowned on Pentecost in 1 Samuel 12:17. It really was a story of how to move from Pentecost to Tabernacles. But in the progression here of the book of Acts, once that has taken place, then we have the situation where it moves to a worldwide picture. So chapter 10 in Acts deals with the nations being cleansed, all nations cleansed. So it moves from a smaller picture to a larger picture, from an outpouring of tabernacles upon the smaller body to the work that they do to bring the whole earth into subjection to Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And that's really what this is all about. It says in chapter 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, or the Italian cohort. Now, a centurion is somebody who is a captain over 100 soldiers. A century, of course, is 100 years. A centurion is a military term, a commander over 100. He was in Caesarea. Caesarea was named after Caesar. It therefore represents Rome. It was a Roman city, in fact. Here we have Cornelius. His name means of a horn, of a horn. You've all heard of the word cornucopia, which is a horn of plenty. And I believe that this has to do with the abundance of the Spirit being poured out upon the whole world. Horn is a power. In this case, he really represents the power of Rome, Caesarea, the power of Caesar. Cornelius is one of the Christians, we would say, of that time. But he represents Rome. This is a story in type form, a prophetic story, a parable, if you will, of how the world is converted to Jesus Christ, or of how Caesar or Rome actually bows the knee to Jesus Christ. Now, you know, of course, that Rome sits on the knee of the harlot's leg, called Italy, right? It looks like a boot. Actually, it's a leg, and Rome sits right on the knee. I believe it's on the 42nd parallel. 42 is an interesting number, too. Rome is going to bow the knee at some point. This is a story of how that is fulfilled. This is a prophetic parable.